Welcome to Inside the Match, where Alex and Simone talk residency applications.
We are two residents here to help you navigate the match.
For each podcast, we'll bring you residents from various specialties and backgrounds to give advice. So today we are super excited to have Armani, who just started her residency in internal medicine. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So where are you a resident?
I'm a resident at Johns Hopkins.
So we like to start our podcast with some rapid fire questions to get to know you and your application into internal medicine. So were you AOA?
Yes.
Were you Gold Humanism?
No.
Were you president of your specialty club?
No.
Were you involved in research during medical school?
Yes, I was.
So the ERAS application is so stressful. There are so many details that are a part of it, whether it be our personal statement, volunteer experiences, research, work, and even letters of recommendation. So do you have any tips for putting together an ERAS application?
Yeah, so the biggest piece of advice I have to applicants is to really just be very genuine and make sure that your experiences tell a cohesive story. And you want to be able to articulate that story when you're in your interviews and have your passion come through. And I think just being genuine is really the most important piece of advice that I have. A few other specific pieces of advice that I've picked up along the way for personal statements, Dr. Kimberly Manning has a really great Twitter thread on writing personal statements that I think everyone should read. And then as far as just asking for letters of recommendation and writing your application, I think getting it in as early as possible, just so you can have your letters prepared and you don't have to be worried as the deadline comes up is another good tip to have.
Well, Grady Doctor or Kimberly Manning definitely deserves a shout out because she promotes such incredible ways to not only be a successful applicant, but also to be a great resident.
She's amazing. I love all of her Twitter threads. So everyone should definitely check her out.
So internal medicine is such a big field and there are so many programs. Some are community, some are university or academic. So do you have any recommendations for choosing which programs to apply to?
That's a really good question. I think everybody should, if they have advisors or mentors at their med school, really talk to them about specific programs and how many programs to apply to. But before doing that, I think it's really important for everyone to just reflect on your short-term and long-term goals. Thinking about what type of environment you would thrive in terms of autonomy or support and supervision, and then what goals you might have beyond just becoming an internal medicine doctor. So do you want to do fellowship, research, policy work? Do you want to get another degree and do public health? So if you think about those things and kind of where you see yourself in 5, 10, 15 years from now, what I would suggest is really just take an afternoon, think about all those things, write it down on a piece of paper and say, this is what I want. How can I get that? And then that's when you talk to mentors, talk to advisors, and they can really be helpful in pointing you into which direction you should apply to.
Those are wonderful suggestions because the process can be so overwhelming when you have so many different programs all across the country, as many of them have a lot of the same ACGME core requirements. Coming up with those differentiators is really hard and can take time when talking to other people.
Yeah. And that's also where kind of, you know, your life comes into play too. So, you know, do you have a significant other or family members in a certain part of the country that you really need to be by? Also, you know, what kind of patient population do you want to work with? Those are all things to consider. And at the end of the day, you shouldn't be nitpicking over small details in programs because like you said, they're all pretty similar because you have to get the same relative training everywhere. So if you just focus on kind of what you like, what people you want to be by, and what patients you want to treat, that should help you.
So let's take it to the interview because this can be a really nerve-wracking part about the entire process. And yes, some interviews are conversational, but others are meant to be more tough. And some interviewers ask some difficult questions. So do you have any examples of really challenging questions that you got asked during this residency interview process?
Yeah, so people in internal medicine tend to be really nice. So I didn't get too many difficult questions, but I think the one question that I got at almost every single interview was the tell me about yourself question. And I think it can be potentially challenging if you haven't prepared for it. So I would just recommend everyone kind of just thinking about a 30 to 60 second answer that includes both personal and professional aspects in your answer that's also forward thinking. So this can share something about yourself that the interview might be able to connect with. It tells something that's on your CV in a more nuanced way. And it also sets yourself up for more questions in that interview about your goals in the future and what you want to achieve. The other question that I think of that could be a little bit challenging is that I got a few times was, what are you most proud of? And I think it can be challenging because there might be a temptation and maybe some internal pressure to share something that's really well put together that highlights an accomplishment on your resume. But I think this is an opportunity to be very personal and to demonstrate something about yourself that isn't necessarily on your CV. With this question, I think it could be tough because you want to maybe show off when you're in an interview, but I would just recommend being very, very honest, being introspective and thinking about what you really are truly most proud of and then sharing that, because your passion about whatever you are most proud of will come through. And I think that'll really help you connect with the interviewer.
Well, from your answers to those questions, we do know that you interview well and you have taken those challenging questions and really put us at ease in how to answer them and giving those the examples that are really critical when figuring out how to answer some of the more difficult questions on the trail. And, you know, an opportune time during an interview and one that can be intimidating for people is when you're faced with a program director and they say, what questions do you have for me? And so now that you are a resident, I'm curious if there are specific questions that you think are really key for an applicant to ask a program director to learn more about their program.
I found it difficult because I felt like everybody was probably asking the same questions. So I focused on really what I wanted to get out of each program. And I asked questions that were really specific to my interests. So I'm really interested in quality improvement. So I would ask, you know, what sort of support is there for residents interested in QI projects? And then to learn a little bit more about the culture of the institution, I would kind of push it a little bit further and say, how receptive are the faculty and the residents and fellows to a change if a resident were to try and lead a QI project? And then another question I would ask, especially in big cities with big academic hospitals, is what's the relationship like between that hospital and the people living in the city? And that would give me a really good sense of, you know, how aware the program director was of any strained relationships, and then, you know, just see where they're coming from.
And what about the time when you get to talk to resident physicians at a program? What sorts of questions would you advise asking them?
So I think especially over Zoom, it was really difficult to get a sense of a program's culture. So I think when you're interacting with residents, it's almost more important to focus on how those residents interact with one another and their program staff. You know, it's good to ask questions too, but if you see residents kind of joking around with one another, eating together, sitting together, that's always a better sign than if they're a little bit stiff. But to answer your question, I would always ask two questions to residents. First is, how would they describe their program on the spectrum of giving support versus autonomy? And then second, I would ask them what it's like for them to wake up a fellow or an attending in the middle of the night. And that really helped me get a sense of, you know, what's the culture like at that program?
Well, those are super wonderful questions, no matter your specialty in regards to asking. And those are ones that can be asked at every single program. And I'm curious, you know, you interviewed at a lot of programs, and a lot of people in internal medicine interview at programs throughout the country that are vastly different. So how did you keep track of all of the information you received during these interviews in order to make your rank list?
After every interview, I just got out a piece of paper and wrote down my initial gut instinct about that program. And I kind of, if I had any notes on the residents or the program director, I would write those down. And then what I did is, after every interview, I would make my rank list in real time. My first interview was my, you know, number one on my rank list, just because it was the only place I interviewed at. And then every interview after, I would decide if I liked it more or less than the interview, you know, before. And one of the really good pieces of advice that a mentor gave me was to compare every program you're interviewing at to your home program, because you've done internal medicine rotations at your home program, you know the people, and you know what it would be like to train there. So if you compare every program to that program, you're setting yourself up a good list.
Well, you came from a really strong program at Michigan, so comparing must have been really hard because you interviewed at so many wonderful places.
Yeah, Michigan is amazing. It was really difficult to, you know, leave Michigan.
So you interviewed at a lot of places and talked to a lot of people at each interview. So I'm wondering if you sent thank you notes to each interviewer or to only the program director or the program coordinator.
I did send thank you notes to the people that I interviewed with, the program director and the program coordinator. But if any residency program said that we do not have to send thank you notes or they don't want us to send thank you notes, I listened to that and I didn't send notes for those programs. I tried to send these notes, you know, the day after every interview. And I think I was able to do it through the end of the season, but I honestly don't think it matters that much just because these programs interview so many people and they get so many of the same thank you notes.
Well, my view is that it may not matter, but it's the right thing to do to show appreciation. And also, you never know when you're going to come in contact with someone later in your career that may also be able to help you when you're an attending physician or they maybe even your boss.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree.
And what about when it came to your number one on your rank list? Did you end up sending a letter of intent to that program?
Yeah, so I thought about this a lot too, and I think it's the same type of answer. I don't think it really matters, but it can't hurt to send. So I did send an email saying that this program was my number one choice. And I think, you know, it can't hurt to send that email to your number one program. But I would say don't stress about it because I think these things can be really overthought.
Yes, it definitely may not make a difference in a large field like internal medicine, but it can't hurt. And then throughout a process, you mentioned you had mentors that helped you and guided you as you were looking for places to apply and throughout this journey in medical school. So in what ways did your mentors help you throughout the application season and during the interview process or making your rank list?
Yeah, so I had really some amazing mentors at Michigan. They helped me pretty much throughout the whole process, including coming up with a list of programs to apply to, talking through my rank list decisions, and just providing overall support. So I think if you have a good set of mentors, they just lean on them because they'll be very helpful.
And you've provided us so many tips in order to thrive throughout this application season, which can be a lot of stress on people. So is there anything else you'd like to offer or add about this application or residency interview process?
Only thing I'll add is just trust your gut. I know some people have stronger gut feelings than others, but it's a difficult application cycle and it's long and things tend to mold together at the end. So if you just trust your gut, I think that'll lead you in the right direction. The last thing is just be kind. It can be really stressful. It's very exciting, but it can be stressful to apply to residency. So be kind to yourself, be kind to your fellow applicants, and just remember that someone will always be doing better than you and someone will always be doing worse than you in life, in anything. So if you just be kind and stay humble, then you'll do all right.
That's super important for not only this process, but an entire career. So Armani, one last thing, can you share a fun fact about yourself?
Yeah, so I actually also shared this in my hobbies section of ERAS, and it's that I was once chased by a mountain goat while hiking on Mount Rainier.
Oh my goodness, that is a great conversation starter.
Yeah, I got a few questions about that.
Well, that's all the time we have today with Armani. Thanks for joining us at Inside the Match. Special thanks to Kevin McFloyd for the music, and be sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast. Catch our next podcast to learn more application tips and hear from another resident or leader in medical education.